din of Shabbos, the din of Shmita, that the kesha also of Baha and B'chol Kosai, the kesha between Shmita and between Baha and B'chol Kosai, is people think that the more work, the more effort they put in, the more money they earn. Right? It's a Toras Olam, you know, it's all an alter Toras Olam. The more work you put in other words, your input does it. Atzabeim kesev azov. The ikav edazori is atzabeim kesev azov. Ma'isei deyodom. The more input you put into it, that's the more you work, the wealthier you become. The ma'isa, the biggest raya against that is from a Shabbos, because Shabbos is the Mishabbos misboch kashut hayom. Shabbos is all the 6 days are benched from Shabbos. Shabbos you don't do any work. So dafka from the day where there's no work, that's the koach of the bracha. That's the koach of the bracha. And that's the sod is the person has to know the whole union of Sheish Yisrael, the whole union of 6 days of working after the Shabbos is to realize that even though you're working to make the kli, but the hashpa of the parnasa is dafka coming from iavoda. And that's the word, and it's the whole mitzvah of Shemitah as well. Shabbos Haaretz, Shabbos Lashem. Shabbos Haaretz, Shabbos Lashem is the earth has every kind of Shabbos, which means you have to see, just like you have to see that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not your input. It's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe the next 6 years that a person works, he'll also realize that everything be'etzim is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But man doesn't have anything himself. Man doesn't produce himself. Everything comes from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why in Parashas Behar, in this week's parasha, you also have, first of all, the answer is Bechlal, Ma'in Shmita Yitzel HaSinai. Because we know in Shavuos, we learn Maseches Bikurim. Shavuos Atzeres is time to bring Bikurim. And the whole mitzvah of Bikurim is the mitzvah that we bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We realize the whole Makor HaShpah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We bring the first fruits, Mireishis, called Briyad Moschel, and Sfarim Seif. The whole vote is that even though you worked hard on it and you put your own input, you Zareah, Achoyresh, you did all the Melachas until now it's finally, you see the fruits of your toil, and you take it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're makir that it's not the fruits of your toil. Your toil is your toil, but your toil is your toil, but the fruits come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is that taka? Because that's the Seder HaBriya. It says, it's taka b'raisa or bara alma. Right? So the whole world follows the same anhag as the Torah. By a Torah, the more miyumei ageya, the better pshat you get. I mean, obviously, but Chazal tell us, Torah's emes tells us, yagato matzasa. Tamin. Even after all the yagia, you have to realize that Torah is like a chach. Torah, the chachm of Torah, is like a nevuah. Torah chachm is something that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bichlal, moichin is something that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midas is where a person feels his own input. Midas, Hargeshim, Moichin is a Hashra, that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole Inna Moichin. So made it, you got there, you worked hard, you toiled, but you have to realize it's Matzosa, you have to realize it's nice coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the same is out in the field. You have to work hard this year. But you have to realize Matzosa, you have to realize that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the beginner. So Matan Torah was when the Anhagas HaOlam united with the Anhagas HaTorah. The year the Shem and HaSinai, the Torah came down in HaSinai, which means that the Torah came down in HaSinai is that Tzavor, where the Anhagas HaOlam now is directly down here in touch with the Anhagas HaTorah. So it made it therefore from there as Nizbara, that just like Yugati or Matzosi Tamin, in Torah it's Yugati Matzosi Tamin in the field as well. It's Limitzia, it's still from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not your own input. So made it with Kulam and Shabbos net in the Torah. Shabbos and Torah goes hand in hand. Both come to show that it's not a person's input. At the end of the day, it's also a mitzvah, and that's the whole yisod of Shabbos. Meaning, therefore, Shabbos is echad yitzias Mitzrayim, because in yitzias Mitzrayim, the whole clip of Mitzrayim was that they do. They made dam, we can also make dam. Made tzafadeya, we can also make tzafadeya. Man's input, that was Avodah Zarah and Mitzrayim. Man's input, Parah made himself into God. We also got, there's also input. The whole Marachim is in the parashas of Bshalach, the whole clip of Bshalach Parah, he thought he's got input. So Mela, the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim was to show that only the Rabban Shlom gives it to us. There's no input. Anyone who works on Rabban Shlom. So in the Midbar, Taka was only in the Rabban Shlom. There's nothing else. There's no Zriya, there's no Chrisha, there's no nothing. There's no nothing. That's the vote. Zachati lechesed norai chahavas kulasech lechtechach harimindo beretz lo zeruah. Zri and Harisha makes a person feel in koichi vaytzimiyodi yosini. But we follow the Kadosh Baruch Hu beretz lo zeruah. There's no input for man. One came here, this came here. There's no input for man. It came from all from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So that later we go into Eretz Yisrael. Same thing. We should realize that even when we are working in the field, it also all comes from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's all that same bechina. So that's the kesha of shmita. That's the bechina of shmita. Shabbos the bechina of Har Sinai, and that's the yisod. Where in Parshas Behar it says Kili bnei Yisrael avodim avodayim. Asher tzeis yoyzum etz Mitzrayim. Again, what's the shaychus over here? Kili bnei Yisrael avodim avodayim. Asher tzeis yoyzum etz Mitzrayim. The word is by avodim is a halacha of kol masha kone eved kone rabbi. So in other words, we don't all that we have is all from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Just like an eved, he knows that he works and he works and he works. What does avdus mean, right? If you're a schir yoim, you work for a salary. If you're an eved, you don't work for a salary. You're constantly at your master's mercy. Whatever you have to anyways work. Is it connected what you work and how much you're getting from him? You're an eved. Right? Back then, what's an eved? It's the owner threw him some food to keep him alive. But you don't earn kafi your work. You work. What about earning? That's really the mercy that comes milamala. That's an avdus. So that's avdus Hashem. You gato. You're working. Say the hasogus and Torah. That's mitzvah. That's hashpah from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Sheish yom tavoid. You're working. But the ma'aser, the hashpah is coming from the mala. Hashpah is coming dafka from a mokem where you don't work. And that's the bechina of Shabbos. So that's the kesha of Kili b'nei Yisrael. What am I saying? See, that was the whole gilui of Yitzis Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, I'm gemeint as 18 yo. Mitzrayim, I'm thought that they do, and that's in their import, etc. Yitzis Mitzrayim showed that whatever we do, it's not that which is causing that which is called that comes from. That's the moichin that comes. That's like moichin Yogat Mitzvah. So that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe that's the kesha between Parshas Baha and Parshas Bechukosai together. If you're a good farmer and you buy a Mercedes combine harvester, so you have good stock. If you what's one thing got to do with the other? There it says after Parshas Ba'af, Hashem and Gan Zgit. If you're an El Hashpo, it comes anyways from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say that you're working, but that's not what brings the Hashpo. It's not a machine that you work equals Hashpo. You've got to be an El Chayi to get Hashpo. Hashpah is still a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kefi ha-gud and eved Hashem you are. Kefi ha-gud and eved Hashem you are. That's the Hashpah that comes down. So Mele, therefore, that's the connection between Baha and Bechukosai. Bechukosai teleichu, sensoise tishmoiru. Every person feels that he does the input, and therefore he forgets Chas V'Shalom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Koyach HaMashpia. So all the klolas in next week's parasha, all the klolas that you'll sow and you'll plow, and what will happen? Gunish, the enemy will come. If you go through the parasha, and the parasha of Chukosai, you see that all the klalas of Amish follow the same pattern. That you'll work hard, v'chaltem, v'yigatem, l'rik, v'ein. You know what I mean? All those psukim. You'll work, and the end of it, somebody else, the enemy will come and eat the pears. You'll do this, somebody else will come and do, or somebody else will come and take it. What's that? That's the oinish, midah k'neged midah. Ah, d'mayin stitis. You think that you're doing. You think these are your fruits. You won't even get the fruits. You're going to work hard. You think that working hard brings you the fruits. You'll work hard, and you won't have fruits. That's the gilui the hard way. That's the gilui the hard way, the difficult way. To be megala, that's not your fruit. It's not your toil that's bringing you the fruits, because you can toil, and you don't get fruits. Somebody else will take it away. If you're an el chayid, then it's a soda itepiri of achalta vechaltem lachlechem lesoiva bishaften abetach va'artzachem. Then you get the thing. Not your input. Your input is not giving you. Input is not giving you things. So this is a whole avoda. Avoda of Yitzis Mitzrayim. And that was in between Pesach and Shavuos. We have the Hilig Rashbi, and that was the Machlekes Rashbi and Rishmol. The Rashbi says that you sit and learn, and Melachta Nasas Alidei Acherim. You sit and learn; it's not the input. He sits and learns, and don't worry, everything will be taken care of. Rishmol says it's Hoyach Madrega. The Machlekes, but who's Emes? Emes is Eidav Eidav Demilikim Chaim. But B'Shoyrish, who's Emes? Avada, it's the Rashbi's got right. They stayed in Torah. It's a madrega for a person to feel the yagati umatzasi. Or belemaisa b'shoyrish, pashas v'chukaisa seems to say like the Rashbi. Rishmol says harba also, because they weren't on that madrega. So that's the barrier that we have between Pesach and Shavuos. Shavuos we bring Bikurim. Shavuos is we learn Masechas Bikurim. We bring Bikurim because Bikurim is Gufa Da Hakara. That's the Oymek Hashayachas between Bikurim and Shavuos. That Shavuos is where the Hanhogas HaOlam is not following the Hanhogas HaTorah. It's when all the Yogati of Zriya Harisha is all Matzasi. You sent me the rain, you sent me, and you did it all, HaKadosh Baruch, it's nothing to do with me. And therefore, so the Lashon HaChinuch, the Chinuch Lashon, and the Mitzvah Bikurim there is to be makir that everything comes from the Rotzon HaOdin, everything comes from the Odin. That's the whole Tachlis of Bikurim. So that you bring on Shavuos, that's a Maimed HaSina, Dikad Deher, that everything comes from the Yogati, and now I'm showing that Matzosi. So that's the Hemshech, Ba'av HaKosai, it's the Kesher of Shmita with HaSinai, that's the Kesher of Kli Bina Avodim Avodahim, that's the Kesher behind the next week's parasha. Don't think you're doing it. Work, but don't think you're doing it. The Shabbos comes before the week. Shabbos realized that my name is Baruch and Kod Shetayim. You have to work to make the Kelim, you have to work because the Chet of Adam and Zeh Sapecha Toi Chalacha, whatever, it's not no Shaykhus to the world.